Ukraine security issue.
On August 6th, the 164th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Russian troops were reported to have committed yet another act of nuclear terrorism. Friday could have been the last day for millions across Europe. They woke up on Saturday morning because the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, Europe's biggest, which could have exploded yesterday, miraculously didn't. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, wrote on Twitter. His comment followed reports about an armed provocation. Russian artillery shells exploded near one of the reactors, seriously damaging a nitrogen oxygen station and an auxiliary building. Fortunately, there were no casualties, but one power generating unit had to be suspended and disconnected from the grid. Dmytro Orlov, mayor of Enerhodar, Zaporizhzhia region, near which the plant is located, said that the risk of radioactive contamination remained high and that the shelling caused panic in the city and many people are expected to flee. That may cause a serious shortage of qualified personnel at the nuclear power plant. Quite a few have already left. The occupiers are very reluctant to let cars with evacuees out of the city. Not more than 200 people per day can leave the city. Before yesterday's shelling, it took 5 or 6 days to leave the region. Now the line is a lot longer, said Dmytro Orlov. Having seized the Zaporizhian nuclear power plant on March 4th, the Russian invaders deployed troops, weapons and equipment there and planted mines on and around the premises. They used the nuclear facility as a shield, knowing that Ukrainian defenders will not shoot. At the same time, they constantly fire from the plant premises, targeting Ukrainian army positions as well as villages and cities within their reach, including the industrial city of Nikopol, Dnipropetrovsk region. Massive artillery and missile strikes on residential areas and civilian infrastructure were reported from Kharkiv city and villages in the Sumy and Chernihiv regions located near the Russian border. The Russians also shelled Mykolaiv, killing and wounding dozens of civilians. Russian shells and missiles destroyed or damaged dozens of apartment buildings and private houses, a kindergarten and a children's art center, and broke utility and power lines, leaving thousands of people without electricity, water and gas. The British military intelligence reported that long convoys of Russian military trucks, tanks, towed artillery and other weapons continued to move away from the Donbas, head southwest toward the Kherson region, where Russian forces are massing in anticipation of Ukraine's counteroffensive or in preparation for a possible assault. Battalion tactical groups comprising between 800 and 1,000 troops have been deployed to Crimea to support Russian troops in the region, reads the report. Natalia Humanyuk, chief of the Coordination Press Center of the South Defense Forces, reported the destruction of 6 Russian ammunition depots in a single day. Over the past 24 hours, we have detected and destroyed 6 depots, where the enemy stored weapons and equipment, as well as 3 command posts. This has a strong demoralizing effect on the Russians. They are trying to mass troops and equipment, but are unable to do anything. They are pulling up whatever reserves they can find and striking where they think our positions are not very fortified, said Natalia Humanyuk. The Russian forces keep trying to take the entire Donbas under control. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces on Saturday reported new Russian ground attacks in the region, backed up by artillery and aviation, all of which ended up in heavy losses and retreats. At the same time, the Kremlin media keep triumphantly reporting one victory after another. The latest report about the capture of the settlement of Pisky, located 17 kilometers northwest of Donetsk, was yet another fake and was only trusted by the brainwashed Russians, who still believe that their army is invincible. Such fake reports are also designed to demoralize and subjugate Ukrainians living in the occupied and totally isolated territories. Donetsk governor Павло Кириленко told Ukrainian radio.
Так, дуже гаряче в вказаному населеному пункті, але професійним командуванням вжиті додаткові заходи.
It's really very hot there, but our professional commanders took additional measures to thwart the enemy's plans. In spite of the enormous number of the rounds fired at us along the entire Donbas front line. It's from Piski that the enemy wants to advance towards Avdiivka and the surrounding villages, and then deeper into the region. But we know their plans and take all the necessary measures not to let the enemy move forward an inch. Said Павло Кириленко. According to the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, since the Russian army invaded Ukraine on February 24th, the Ukrainian defenders have liquidated almost 42,000 enemy troops and destroyed 500 fixed and rotary wing aircraft and almost 7,000 tanks and armored vehicles. In order to replenish and resupply its decimated forces, the Kremlin is redeploying equipment and mobilized troops from the Far East and Siberia, said National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov. Moscow deliberately and consistently uses the population of remoter regions, which it colonized in the 19th and 20th centuries, as cannon fodder. The first to go to the front line are the assimilated nations, robbed of their languages, traditions, cultures, and histories, Danilov said.